This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Armenia's Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan said on Sunday the likelihood was rising that ethnic Armenians would flee the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh. Reuters correspondent Edward Barron has the latest.
Armenia's Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan said on Sunday the likelihood was rising that Nagorno-Karabakh's 120,000 ethnic Armenians would flee the region, fearing persecution. That's after an Azerbaijan military victory last week in a conflict that dates back to the fall of the Soviet Union.
Armenians in Nagorno-Karabakh continue to face the threat of ethnic cleansing. In recent days, humanitarian aid has arrived in Nagorno-Karabakh, but this does not change the situation.
Reuters correspondent Edward Barron. France is to end its military cooperation with Niger and pull out its 1,500 troops out of the African country by the end of the year. After a military coup there in July, French President Emmanuel Macron said on Sunday, he said France has decided to recall its ambassador and end its military cooperation with Niger in an interview with TF1 and France 2 television stations. The move deals a hammer blow to France's counterterrorism operations in the Sahel and France's influence in the region. But Macron said France, quote, would not be held hostage. The governor of southern Ukraine's Kherson region says Russian airstrikes have killed 2 people and wounded 8 others. He says Russian forces struck on Sunday as Russia's war in Ukraine entered its 20th month. The communities hit are located in the Ukrainian-controlled part of the Kherson region, where the Dnieper River has marked a battle line since Russian troops withdraw across it in November 2022. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has labeled the weapons industry as being a key driver of Russia's war in Ukraine and the martyrdom of Ukraine's people. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
The Pope made the comments during brief remarks to reporters while returning home from Marseille in France.
Non farsi illusioni che domani...
Francis acknowledged he was frustrated that the Vatican's diplomatic initiatives hadn't borne much fruit, but said that arms dealers are more interested in continuing Russia's war. He described the paradox that was keeping Ukraine a martyred people, that at first many countries gave Ukraine weapons, but now were taking them away. Francis appeared to be referring to Poland's recent announcement that it was no longer transferring arms to Ukraine. A Polish government spokesperson later clarified that the country was now only giving supplies of ammunition and armaments that had previously been agreed. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
The Israeli military said it struck militant sites in Gaza for the third day in a row after Palestinian militants near the border fence launched incendiary balloons into Israel and threw an explosive at soldiers. The strike came on the heels of an Israeli military raid Sunday in the northern West Bank that Palestinian health officials said killed 2 Palestinians. The violence in Gaza and the West Bank marks the latest bloodshed amid a larger surge in violence over the last year and a half. Gunmen in armored vehicles stormed a village in an ethnic Serbian-majority region of Kosovo on Sunday, battling police and barricading themselves in a monastery in a resurgence of violence in the rest of North. Reuters correspondent Emma Jaley reports.
Officials in Kosovo released images of heavily armed men who they say opened fire at police in the northern village of Banska on Sunday. Police said one officer and 3 of the armed attackers died in the shootouts. Officials said the group of about 30 attackers also stormed a nearby Serbian Orthodox monastery, where monks and pilgrims were locked in as the siege raged on for hours. It was unclear who exactly was behind Sunday's violence, but Kosovo's Prime Minister Albin Kurti blamed, quote, Serbia-sponsored criminals. The incident marked the first major regional violence since May in the north, a mostly ethnic Serbian region of Kosovo.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jaley. A U.S. space agency NASA space capsule carrying the largest soil sample ever scooped up from the surface of an asteroid streaked through Earth's atmosphere on Sunday and parachuted into the western state of Utah's desert, delivering the celestial specimen to scientists. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA